Okay, so one of you sent this in, and I gotta say, this is pretty cool. We've got some internal planning notes for a potential Glassdoor advocacy program at GE Healthcare.
Yeah, this is a really interesting one. You don't often get to see this level of planning and strategy from a big company like GE Healthcare.
Right. So, like, we're getting a behind-the-scenes look at how they think about their image online, how they're trying to attract talent. It's fascinating.
Definitely. And that's what we're going to dive into today.
Right.
Like, what are their goals with this program? How do they actually plan to make it happen? And what does it mean in the big picture for employer branding?
Yeah, exactly. Because, you, the listener, you're busy. You don't have time to wade through pages of internal notes. So we're going to distill it down to the essential stuff. You'll get the key takeaways without getting bogged down.
Absolutely. Efficiency is key.
So first off, the notes say GE Healthcare is aiming to get this program off the ground in Q2 of this year.
Interesting. So that's pretty soon.
Right. What do you make of that timeline?
Well, I mean, it says to me that they're not messing around, right? They see this as a priority, something they need to tackle now, not later.
Makes sense. And when you look at their stated goals, it seems like they're really focused on their employees.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Engaging employees to share positive experiences is right at the top of their list.
Okay, so that sounds pretty straightforward. But why is that so crucial these days?
Well, think about it. People are bombarded with marketing messages all the time,
Right.
especially online. So when it comes to choosing a place to work, they're going to be way more skeptical of what a company says about itself.
Right. They want the real story.
Exactly. And who better to tell that story than the people who actually work there? Hearing from real employees gives you that authenticity that you just can't fake.
So that feeds right into their next goal, boosting their culture and career ratings on Glassdoor.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone checks Glassdoor these days before applying for a job or even before an interview. It's like the go-to place for getting the inside scoop on what it's really like to work somewhere.
Yeah, and they're specifically aiming for a 4.2 overall rating, 85% recommend to a friend, 4.2 for culture and values, and 4.0 for career opportunities.
Those are some ambitious targets.
They are. But what do you think those numbers tell us about what GE Healthcare is going for?
Well, I mean, first of all, they're definitely shooting for the top.
Right.
They want to be seen as a great place to work, a place where people would actually recommend their friends to apply.
Right. Like they're not just trying to be average, they want to stand out.
Exactly. And those specific numbers for culture and career opportunities tell me they're really focused on creating a positive work environment where people feel valued and have room to grow.
Makes sense. Now, they also talk about wanting to activate their early career talent and interns.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Why do you think they're putting such an emphasis on that group?
Well, I think there are a couple of reasons.
Yeah.
First of all, interns and recent grads, they bring a fresh perspective, right? They're often more enthusiastic and excited about their jobs, and that energy can be really contagious.
Oh, definitely. And they're probably more active on social media, too.
Exactly. So they can reach a whole different audience. And then there's the long-term aspect. You know, if you can create a positive experience for someone early in their career, they're more likely to stick around and become loyal advocates for your company.
Makes sense. Now, another interesting goal is their plan to build a long-term ambassador program across different
Oh,
regions.
yeah, that's a smart move.
Why do you say that?
Well, it shows they're thinking globally, right? They understand that their employer brand needs to resonate in different parts of the world. And who better to tell those local stories than employees who are actually based in those regions?
Right, so it's not just a one-size-fits-all approach.
Exactly. They're recognizing that what appeals to someone in, say, Germany might be different from what appeals to someone in India or the
Yeah,
US.
and finally, they talk about wanting this to be a repeatable annual solution.
Right. So this isn't just a quick fix for them. This is about embedding employer branding into their DNA.
Absolutely. So they're building a system that they can use year after year to consistently improve their image on Glassdoor.
Exactly. It's about creating a culture of advocacy where employees feel empowered to share their stories and where the company is actively listening and responding to feedback.
So that's the why behind this whole program. But let's get into the how. How are they actually going to make all of this happen?
Well, the notes outline a pretty detailed three-phase framework.
Okay, so walk us through it.
So phase one is all about research and strategy development. This is where they lay the groundwork for everything that comes later.
So what's involved in that?
Well, first, they're going to do a deep dive into their existing Glassdoor presence. They'll analyze the sentiment of their reviews, identify any recurring themes or pain points, and basically get a clear picture of how they're currently perceived.
Got it. So they're taking stock of where they are now.
Exactly. And then they're going to benchmark themselves against their competitors.
Yeah.
They'll look at what other companies in their industry are doing well, what kind of scores they're getting, and what kind of content they're sharing.
Interesting. So they're not just looking inward, they're also looking outward to see how they stack up.
Right. And then they're going to gather feedback from their own employees through surveys, exit interviews, and focus groups. This is about understanding what their employees are actually experiencing, what they value about working at GE Healthcare, and what could be improved.
So it's a really comprehensive research phase.
It is. They're not leaving any stone unturned.
And what's the outcome of all this research?
Well, it all feeds into the development of their advocacy and content strategy. This is where they define their key messages, their target audience, and the overall tone and style of their Glassdoor communications.
So they're figuring out what they want to say and how they want to say it.
Exactly. And this strategy is going to be aligned with their EVP, their employer value proposition, which is basically their unique selling point as an employer.
Makes sense. And they'll also be creating the structure for their Glassdoor playbook during this phase.
Right. The playbook is going to be their go-to guide for everything related to Glassdoor. It'll contain all their policies, procedures, templates, and best practices.
So by the end of phase one, they'll have a solid plan in place.
They will. They'll be ready to move on to the next stage, which is all about action.
So phase two is all about employee engagement and advocacy activation. What are some of the key things that happen during this phase?
Well, first, they're going to launch an internal awareness campaign to get employees excited about the program. They'll use all the usual channels like email newsletters and company intranets to spread the word and explain how employees can get involved.
So they're making sure everyone knows what's going on and how they can participate.
Right. And then they'll start developing content. They'll create a content roadmap, which outlines the different types of content they want to share on Glassdoor and when they want to share it.
So they'll have a schedule and a plan for their content.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they'll also develop storytelling templates to make it easier for employees to share their experiences in a compelling way. These templates will provide structure and guidance, but they'll also leave room for individual voices and authentic stories.
So it's not just about churning out generic marketing copy?
No way. They want the content to be real and relatable.
And they'll also be curating best practice review examples?
Right. They'll be looking for examples of reviews that are well-written, informative, and engaging. These examples will serve as inspiration for employees and help them understand what makes a good review.
Okay, so they're really providing a lot of support and resources for employees.
They are. They want to make it as easy as possible for employees to participate.
And they're not just relying on organic engagement. They're also planning a more proactive internal campaign using HR newsletters, Slack, and email.
Exactly. They're going to be hitting employees from all angles to keep the program top of mind.
And they've got a specific plan for activating their early career talent.
Oh, yeah. They're going all out on that. They're going to leverage Intern Day, which is July 25th. To create a bunch of content.
Cool. So they'll be doing an intern testimonial campaign across Glassdoor and their own social media channels.
Exactly. They'll be encouraging interns to share their experiences, and they'll be creating social-ready content that interns can easily share with their networks.
So by the end of phase two, they should start to see a real uptick in engagement and hopefully some positive results on Glassdoor.
That's the goal. They're hoping to see more authentic positive reviews and higher ratings.
So then phase three is all about building a long-term sustainable program.
Yeah, this is where they shift from short-term tactics to long-term strategy.
So how do they plan to do that?
Well, first they're going to establish a structured employee ambassador program. They'll recruit and train key employee advocates who will be responsible for championing the program within their respective departments or regions.
So they'll have dedicated people on the ground spreading the word.
Exactly. And they'll be focusing on regional and functional leaders who have a lot of influence within the company.
Smart move. They'll need buy-in from leadership to make this program really work.
Absolutely. And to support these ambassadors, they'll develop an advocacy toolkit and training materials that provide all the information and resources they need to be successful.
So they'll be well-equipped to promote the program and encourage participation.
Exactly. And to keep things running smoothly, they'll create an annual content calendar that outlines all the key themes and events they want to focus on throughout the year.
So they'll have a roadmap for their content creation.
Right. And they'll also develop a data tracking framework so they can measure their progress and identify areas for improvement.
So they'll be able to see what's working, what's not, and make adjustments as needed.
Exactly. It's all about continuous improvement.
So let's zoom out for a second and talk about the big picture. What are the key deliverables that GE Healthcare can expect to receive as part of this program?
Well, they'll get a comprehensive program playbook which outlines everything we've just talked about. It's basically their Bible for the entire initiative.
Okay, so that's their master plan.
Exactly. And then they'll get all the necessary program kickoff and training materials so they can launch the program smoothly and train their ambassadors effectively.
Got it. So they'll have everything they need to get started.
They will. And then they'll get a content roadmap and templates, which will make it much easier for them to create engaging and consistent content.
So they'll have a blueprint for their content creation.
Right. And finally, they'll get a measurement framework so they can track their progress and measure their success.
So they'll be able to see the impact of their efforts.
Exactly. And the goal is to create a rinse and repeat framework, something that they can use year after year to maintain a strong presence on Glassdoor.
So they're building a sustainable system.
They are. They're not just looking for a quick fix. They're looking for a long-term solution.
Now let's dig a little deeper into the advocacy and content strategy, because this is really the heart of the program. What are the key elements here?
Well, first they need to identify their target employee groups. Mm-hmm. Who do they want to hear from the most? Who are the most credible and influential voices within the company?
Okay, so they need to figure out who their key players are.
Exactly. And then they need to develop tactics for activating participation.
Yeah.
How are they going to motivate employees to get involved? What kind of incentives or recognition programs can they offer?
So they need to make it appealing for employees to share their stories.
Right. And then they need to figure out what kind of content they want to create.
Mm-hmm.
What are the key messages they want to communicate? What are the stories they want to tell?
Right. And they mentioned aligning this content with their EVP, their employer value proposition.
Yeah, that's crucial. They need to make sure their content is authentic and reflects what makes GE Healthcare a unique and desirable place to work.
So give me an example. How would they translate their EVP into actual content for Glassdoor?
Okay, so let's say one of their EVP pillars is innovation and technology.
Yeah.
They could encourage employees in their R&D department to share stories about how they're developing cutting-edge medical technologies that are improving patient outcomes.
Okay, so those stories would demonstrate their commitment to innovation.
Exactly. And if another EVP pillar is growth and career development, they can highlight testimonials from employees who have progressed within the company through internal training and mentorship programs.
Right. So those stories would show that GE Healthcare is invested in the growth of their employees.
Exactly. And they could also share stories about their culture of collaboration and inclusion or their commitment to work-life balance. The key is to find real-life examples that bring their EVP to life.
So it's about showcasing the employee experience in a way that's both authentic and strategic.
That's it.
Now, they also talk about creating guidelines for authentic yet strategic review participation and integrating this with their broader talent and brand initiatives.
Right. So they need to find that balance between encouraging honest feedback and also making sure that their employees are representing the company in a positive light.
So they don't want employees to feel like they're being forced to write fake reviews.
No way.
Yeah.
The guidelines will probably focus on things like being respectful, being factual, and focusing on the positive aspects of their experience.
Makes sense. And integrating this with their other talent and brand initiatives is about creating a consistent message across all platforms.
Exactly. They want to make sure that their Glassdoor presence aligns with their website, their social media, their recruitment materials, everything.
So it's all part of a cohesive employer branding strategy.
It is.
Now, they also emphasize the importance of conducting employee interviews. Why are these interviews so valuable?
Well, they provide a level of depth and nuance that you just can't get from surveys or exit interviews.
Oh, so?
Well, in an interview, you can ask follow-up questions. You can probe deeper into someone's experiences, and you can really get a sense of their motivations and their values.
Right, so it's more conversational.
Exactly. And you could also uncover stories and anecdotes that wouldn't necessarily come up in a structured survey.
Okay, so you might discover some hidden gems.
Exactly. And those gems can be really valuable for creating compelling content for Glassdoor.
Makes sense. Now, all of this research and strategy development culminates in the Glassdoor playbook. What can GE Healthcare's HR teams expect to find in this guide?
Well, it's going to be their one-stop shop for everything related to Glassdoor. It'll start with an overview of the program's purpose and goals, and then it'll dive into the nitty-gritty of how to implement it.
Okay, so it's like a step-by-step manual.
Exactly. It'll include things like a breakdown of their current Glassdoor performance, their target scores, and best practices for encouraging reviews.
So they'll have clear guidance on how to approach employees about writing reviews.
Right. And it'll also include messaging templates that they can use for different situations, like reaching out to someone after they've received a promotion or acknowledging a positive feedback.
So they won't have to start from scratch every time they want to engage with an employee.
Exactly. And the playbook will also cover content guidelines, what employees should and shouldn't say in their reviews to ensure authenticity and comply with Glassdoor's rules.
Right, so they'll have guardrails in place.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And they'll also have a section on how to respond to reviews, both positive and negative.
Interesting. So they'll have templates for different scenarios and an escalation protocol for dealing with negative feedback.
Right, because how you respond to negative reviews can be just as important as how you encourage positive reviews.
Definitely. And they'll also cover how to integrate Glassdoor with their social media and their intern engagement initiatives.
Right. They want to make sure they're creating a seamless experience across all platforms.
Makes sense. And finally, the playbook will include a section on measurement and optimization.
Right. They need to be able to track their progress, see what's working, and make adjustments as needed.
So they'll have a feedback loop in place.
Exactly. The playbook is designed to be a living document, something that they can update and refine over time.
Okay, so it's not just a static set of instructions. It's an evolving guide.
That's it.
Now, the last thing I want to touch on is the optional add-ons that GE Healthcare could consider.
Oh, yeah. Those are interesting.
So what are some of the potential enhancements, and why might GE Healthcare choose to invest in them?
Well, one option is regional customization and localization. This would involve adapting the content and strategy to different global markets.
Right, because a one-size-fits-all approach might not work everywhere.
Exactly. They might need to adjust their messaging or their content to resonate with different cultures.
Makes sense. And they also have an executive and leadership visibility package.
Right. This would involve getting their senior leaders more involved in their employer branding efforts.
Interesting. So they might have executives write blog posts or film videos or even respond to reviews on Glassdoor.
Exactly. It's about leveraging the credibility and influence of their leaders.
And they also have a live on-site activation for Intern Day.
Right. This would involve creating an in-person event where interns could create content and share their experiences.
Sounds like a fun way to engage interns and generate some buzz.
It is. And they also have a Glassdoor and employer brand reputation management package. Mm. Right. This is about ongoing monitoring and proactive issue management. They would have someone keeping an eye on their Glassdoor profile and responding to any negative reviews or comments in a timely and professional manner.
So it's about protecting their reputation.
Exactly. And then they have an ongoing employee engagement and internal culture content package.
Yeah.
Right? This is about creating a continuous stream of content that showcases their culture and their values.
So it's about keeping the momentum going.
Exactly. And finally, they have an interactive digital employer brand hub. Right?
Yeah.
This would be a dedicated online platform where they could share employee stories, showcase their culture, and highlight their career opportunities.
So it would be a central hub for all things employer branding.
Exactly.
So it sounds like they have a lot of different options for enhancing their program.
They do. And they can choose the ones that make the most sense for their needs and their budget.
Right. They have a high-impact upsell approach where they can bundle these add-ons or create tiered packages.
Exactly. It's about giving them the flexibility to customize their program and maximize their investment.
So to wrap things up, what are the key takeaways from this deep dive into GE Healthcare's proposed Glassdoor advocacy program?
Well, the main takeaway is that GE Healthcare is taking a really strategic and comprehensive approach to employer branding. They're not just trying to game the system or get a quick boost in their ratings. They're investing in a long-term sustainable program that will help them attract and retain top talent.
Right. They're playing the long game.
They are. And they're doing it the right way. They're focusing on authenticity, employee engagement, and continuous improvement.
And it's a clear recognition that a strong employer brand is essential in today's competitive talent market.
Absolutely. Companies can't just rely on traditional recruitment methods anymore. They need to build a strong online presence, and they need to let their employees be their biggest advocates.
Right. And that brings us to our final thought for you, our listener. Think about the power of employee voice in shaping a company's reputation. What role do you believe genuine employee experiences play in attracting talent today? And what are the potential benefits and challenges for companies that embrace this approach?
It's a great question to ponder. And it's something that every company should be thinking about.
Well said. And that concludes our deep dive into GE Healthcare's Glassdoor Advocacy Program. We hope you found this insightful, and we'll be back soon with another look beneath the surface.
Until next time.
See you then.